Well, folks, let's head down to Lake Livingston and visit with my buddy, Mr. David Cox, with Palmetto Guide Service. I've hunted and fished with David for decades. David is a storehouse of knowledge on fishing and hunting, waterfowl especially. But we're going to talk about freshwater drum. Some people do not understand that they're an excellent food fish. We're going to talk, maybe you'll learn a thing about that you don't know about freshwater drum. David, thank you, buddy, for being with us, man.
Hey, Luke, thanks for having me.
You know, we're of kindred spirits on many topics, but especially drum, freshwater drum. Now, I'll just start it off by saying this. A redfish is a drum. A black drum is a drum. A freshwater drum is a drum. So, and I'll add this. Do I like to eat great big bull redfish? Oh, you can cook them where they're good, but no, I don't. When I want a redfish to eat down on the coast, I want a smaller one. Small drum are better eating than big drum. I'll make that statement. Do you agree with that, David, or not?
Yes, Luke, absolutely. The freshwater drum is a delicious eating fish, and it's the most disrespected fish for whatever reason here on Lake Livingston. They are absolutely the best eating drum are the smaller ones.
Yes.
And just like you just said, and we're catching lots of them right now.
Okay.
And they eat really good. There's lots of ways to cook them, but cook them just like a redfish.
Yep.
They're in the drum family.
Yep.
And that's kind of what gets my goat sometimes, because they're so disrespected, Luke.
I know.
And some people like them, some don't. That's fine.
I think a lot of it is what we're going to do is maybe hopefully educate some people on drum. Now, you're right. Now, the disrespectful part, that's a bone of contention for me. People call the magnificent, beautiful snow goose tundra maggots. Okay, that just rubs me wrong, and I hope, I'm sure many people listening agree. A majestic goose that flies all the way, my gosh, you know, that's just, and feral hogs, well, I'm getting us a little off subject, but feral hogs, pasture roaches. Okay, well, they haven't ever eaten a 40-pound fat feral pig on a smoker, is all I've got to say. You know?
Yeah, Luke, you're kind of comparing the way the different species are compared on the table.
Yeah, that's right.
And why they're disrespected, but, you know, the freshwater drum, it's a fun fish to catch. It's a hard fighting fish, and you can catch it on a variety of baits and lures. I've caught drum by accident so many times,
mm-hmm.
Fishing lures for white bass.
Yep.
We caught a really nice one on a Roadrunner this year.
Yep. Well, let's.
We caught a huge drum on a minnow crappie fishing this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's concentrate on catching, fishing for them. And we've already made the statement that they're good.
They're good.
There's no limit, to my knowledge. There's no size.
No bag limit, no size limit.
Yeah. And okay, so folks will have to trust us that's never eaten the smaller ones that they are good eating. Or give it a try, folks. And David later is going to give a recipe. Okay, let's say you want to catch, if you want to target drum. You know, most people don't target drum. They're an occasional catch. Occasional catch. How are you going to fish for them, David?
Well, right now, it's almost like a drum run right mm-hmm. now on Lake Livingston. And the shad are running the bulkheads. If you fish the bulkheads on Lake Livingston right now, say mid-lake to lower lake, and catch you some shad early in the morning. You've got to mm-hmm. be there before daylight almost.
Yep.
And the shad by the millions are running up on the bulkheads early. Throw you a cast net, get you some shad, and keep that shad fresh and ice cold, and find you a bulkhead that's close to deep water,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little bit better if the wind's blowing into it.
Yep.
And really, the way they're caught so much right now is targeting blue cats, And drum is a side catch. But yep. We've had a couple of days this past week that there's a flat and kind of a drop-off, and I mean the drum are on it. And I can go there and just catch them one after another. And the best bait is fresh shad.
Fresh shad, yeah.
Just like fishing for blue cats. For example, yesterday we had almost half and half. We had 20 or so blue cats and 20 or so drum. And they're just a hard-fighting fish, fun to catch, and like you said, a good eating fish.
Yes,
but
sir.
The way I fish the shad is just like a Carolina rig on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now I'm using, say, a quarter-ounce egg sinker above a swivel, Carolina rig using a small circle hook or a bait keeper hook, and just throw it out there and kind of dead stick it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Luke, you can catch more drum. They'll bite it a little bit more moving. You know, for your blue cats, you just kind of let it sit there and dead stick.
Yep.
If you kind of take your rod tip and kind of pop that shad
uh-huh.
up and let it fall and kind of slow reel it on the bottom,
yep.
you'll catch more drum if you kind of move it slowly on the bottom. I'll tell you something happened just the other day. We're on that flat I'm telling you about on this point. Started catching drum, and we were catching them in 4 foot of water, just dropping it straight down
mm-hmm.
and jigging it. Pick it up, let it fall, almost like jigging for white bass. But it was only about 4 foot of water. And those drum would grab that thing on the fall. And, man, you talk about customers having a ball.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you gave that, – that's what I've been writing about fishing and hunting, you know, for almost four decades now. But I love the little things like you mentioned. I had a guide way back there tell me, he called it flashing the bait. And he's talking about shad, flashing the bait. You know, a little,
yeah,
you don't learn things like that unless you do it. In other words, if you want to catch the drum, twitch that rod tip, move that shad just a little bit, pick him up off, and then he'll float back down. That's when those type tips, David, are invaluable to a fisherman. And
well,
the only way you learn it is by doing it, you know?
That's right. I had an 11-year-old boy the other day that kind of was impatient and was kind of kept moving his bait, would move it, you know,
yeah.
and his dad, you know, everybody going to just kind of be still. And guess what? Guess who was catching the most drum?
Yes. Yep. See?
That little boy was catching, you know, 3 or 4 to 1 to everybody else because he couldn't keep his bait still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the cool thing is, or something to think about, blue cat, who will turn down some good blue cat fillets? They're to me the premier eating. But now you can get both if you want to catch the blue cats and the drum. You can get a mixed bag, can't you? You know?
Oh yeah, we've just been table loading the drum and the catfish in the same places. They're up on the bulkheads. They're spawning. You know, the fishing usually lasts from about the crack of dawn
yep.
until about 9 o'clock. Once the sun hits the water,
mm-hmm.
It's going to go a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The fishing can be better on a cloudy day, and it'll maybe go to 10 o'clock on a cloudy day.
Yep.
And what I've been doing is I just back out a little bit deeper and start catching them again.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there it's folks, we're visiting with David Cox, Palmetto Guide Service, and we're going to leave the contact for David here before he gets off the air with us. But Lake Livingston, Dave's guided down there for years. He lives right down there, and you're going to have your contact now on Lake Livingston when we get through. So, okay, the recipe for cooking the I've eaten them fried. I've kind of got a cross way of doing them, not really blackened, but blackening seasoning with butter where they're cooked in a moist with butter instead of on a dry skillet. But how do you like them the best?
Well, the blackened drum, just exactly take your redfish recipe.
Yep.
And cook the drum the same way. And like you said, the bigger ones are not as good at eating as the smaller ones. It's the same as a drum. On the coast.
Yep.
And I got a thing I started just by accident, and I'm talking about people just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of a slang name for a freshwater drum is a goo.
Yep.
which yep. which is a little bit disrespectful in my opinion, but whatever. I call my recipe Gulamari.
Gulamari, like I'm thinking calamari, right?
You're thinking yep. calamari.
Yep.
Because I started taking that drum. Just one day, I just said, "Hey, let's try this." I took a big drum fillet. I cut it sideways. After I filleted it, I cut mm-hmm. it sideways in little thin strips.
Strips, okay. Yep.
Little thin strips, and then I took those little strips and I kind of did a tempura batter.
Mm-hmm.
And double battered it tempura, and back and in the hot grease. And I cooked it just a few minutes in that hot grease. It doesn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
And then take your separate it good, you know, where they don't stick together.
Yeah, right.
And then it looks just like calamari.
Well, dang. Yeah. Wow. So you're not, once you have your filet, you're cutting it crossways, not lengthwise, right?
Yeah,
crossways.
Yeah, lay it down and cut it crossways, mm-hmm. not lengthways. Cut it crossways in little thin strips, just almost not much thicker than the blade of your knife.
Oh, really? Real like
yeah,
a calamari, right? Yeah.
Just like calamari. You go to a restaurant and get yeah. calamari, which looks exactly the same, and it tastes just fantastic. And I got to where I make my calamari dipping sauce.
Yeah.
And I'll make gulamari at a fish fry. And I had people comment the other day, they like the gulamari better than they did the blue cat.
Well, you know, now there is a... I've got to try that. Got to try it. Going to try it, you know. I just need to get down there with you and catch some freshwater drum, you know.
Well, right now, I'll tell you what, right now is the time to
it's
do it.
It's time to do it, yeah.
We've been absolutely deck loading the drum.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they're a fun fish to catch. And I think it's the most disrespected freshwater fish on the lake up here.
Everywhere. Well, let's do this. Let's leave some contact information for you, Dave, and how do folks that, you know, they're listening to us from the panhandle of Texas and up in New Mexico and all the way to Dallas, all over, somebody that wants to come down to Livingston, how do they contact your guide service?
Yeah, come see us on Lake Livingston. The lake's in great shape right now, and you can reach out to me at www.palmettoguideservice.com is my website. A lot of information on there. A lot of stuff about Lake Livingston.
Yep.
And the contact information on there. My phone number is 936-291-9602. Or Facebook. We're real active on Facebook at Lake Livingston Fishing Guide, Palmetto Guide Service. We post pictures on there daily, of course, of our customers.
Yep.
With big piles of fish.
You do,
and,
yep.
Love for you to give me a shout and come see us on Lake Livingston.
Well, Dave, thanks a lot, buddy, and stay on the line. I want to talk some more drum with you off the air. How about it?
Okay, thanks, Luke. You take care. Thanks for having me.